I've been in New York the better part of 2 months now, and I'm finally starting to figure out how Fahrenheit degrees work. It is 55 degrees, February 3rd. I love it. Like, I'm saying it right now. Winter is officially over. I know that is an incredibly premature statement, and I'm 100% gonna eat my words on that one. Oh my goodness, I'm in a bad spot in traffic, sorry. That was not safe at all. Did you see that? I almost died.
No, I didn't see
it. I was in the middle of the lane and they all started turning.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
What is up, guys? How are all you guys doing? I'm doing good. I'm very tired. Very tired. I noticed that in the last video, tons of you guys were asking, Tom, you bought 20 something pairs of shoes at Barney's. What were they though? You didn't show us. Well, most of them were pretty plain Adidas that don't really need that much talking about, but we did get a couple pairs of pretty cool Converse right here, which I figured I'd show you. These are both from Tyler, the creator, and they were $30 each. They are wild. They are not something that I would personally wear. This one is a velvet quilted purple Chuck Taylor Converse. Look at that. Like, where are you going to wear this? Seriously, I don't know where you're going to wear this. These things are absolutely nuts. I love them. I couldn't pull these off, not in a million years. They come with a burlap sack inside the box as well. And then the second pair that we got are a pair of Converse. They don't even have the model on them, so I don't know what these ones are called, but they're low top Converse somethings, I don't know, but they're gold velvet quilted once again, and they come with these big teal velvet laces on the inside. They come with a burlap sack as well. That's what I bought at Barney's. These things are insane. This is something that I generally try and avoid doing, but today there's, at least as far as I'm concerned, no way around it. New York, as you know, is probably one of the easiest places to get sneakers before release, and I mean, they are everywhere. There's so many consignment stores, there's so many people backdooring them from boutiques, it's almost hard not to find a pair before they release. That is a little bit different for shoes that are ridiculously limited. The shoe we're getting today is ridiculously limited. Apparently, you know, I take my word as truth because I don't know what I'm talking about 95% of the time, but apparently these only release in New York, Paris, and Tokyo. I think as a result of them being almost nowhere on the globe, they are more expensive, more hard to find, and unfortunately that means that the only store in the city that currently has them is Flight Club. Now, if you guys know one thing about Flight Club, which if you watch my videos you 100% do, you know that Flight Club taxes a lot. I mean, like, if a shoe's going for $200 on the market, Flight Club's gonna have them for $20,000. Okay, maybe not that bad, but still, you guys get the point. I don't even wanna know how much these things are gonna be at Flight Club. I would never buy these under normal circumstances, except this is what I do. I show you guys cool shoes. Don't say I never did anything for you guys. I love you, but my wallet definitely does not. Price wasn't as terrible as I thought, like, still terrible, but not as terrible. I thought the price was gonna be way worse on these, if we're being totally honest. They were only $500. It could have been so much worse than $500, but they were only $500, which I still feel like a little bit of an idiot paying. I don't know, what is retail on these? Someone please let me know. Is it 200? Is it 220? Is it the regular 700 price of 300? Because the last 700s, the V3s that we saw, were only 200, except they didn't have Boost, and these ones do indeed have Boost. So I honestly have absolutely no idea what the price is supposed to be on these, except these are the Yeezy 700 MVMN or Movement or Movement. I honestly don't know what it stands for, except there's an MVNM on the box. 700 MVMN. Don't know what it means, except Kanye put it there, so we're gonna go with it. I don't know why they decided to make this the New York, London, and Paris exclusive, or Tokyo, or what cities are these releasing in again? It's the most boring of all the colorways that we've seen of this shoe. There is a bright green one, there is a bright orange one, and then they give us the black one first. I mean, I guess you might as well hype up the boring colorway because the other two are gonna sell no matter what, so I understand it in that respect. And it is a cool shoe, don't get me wrong. I mean, it has the exact same bottom as the 700 V2. It has Boost on the bottom, which is good if you guys are into Boost and you want that comfort, they got you there. And then it has the exact same tooling on the midsole. Now, my favorite part about this shoe is the 3M. The 3M is absolutely insane. This whole giant 700 that is written on the side of the shoe looks like this when you light it up, which is absolutely insane. I mean, like, you're never gonna see it in a real world scenario because people aren't just randomly taking pictures of your feet while you're walking around on the street, but if you ever do see it, it is a really, really cool touch. Now, one thing I'm not a huge fan of is the material that they used on the upper. It's like a very thin nylon material. It almost feels like a rain jacket or a waterproof backpack or something like that. It's a very thin material and it gets all wrinkly. It doesn't really hold its shape too well. So I'm just concerned the more you wear it that it might get some really weird bubbles and start, you know, looking really creased and just look like a wrinkly rain jacket or a sheet of nylon or a tarp after you wear it a few times, which honestly would not look the best on these. The laces are also super, 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 super weird on these. I don't even know if you can call them laces because it is an infinity loop of like an elastic cord. Like, have you ever seen those shoes where you just like tighten up a cord and you don't actually tie them? I know some people, like, there's some companies that sell laces like that. Well, that's exactly what this is. It's just one loop of shoelaces. You can't tighten it, you can't loosen it. There's an ambulance behind me. One second. Okay, I hope whoever's in there is okay and doing well. But back to talking about shoelaces. The laces are really weird. I don't know what else you want me to say. It's a cool shoe. I really, really do like it. I don't like the materials. I love the laces. I love the giant 700. I love the midsole. I love the Boost. This is something that I would wear. Now, this is a size 10. It is not my size. My size was significantly more expensive at Flight Club, and I wasn't trying to spend even more money on these. Now, when they do release on Saturday, I will 100% be at the Adidas store. These only come out in two different locations in the city. They come out at Adidas Spring Street and Adidas Fifth Avenue. So if you want these, be at one of those stores because those are the only places you're going to get them. The release is going to be nuts, there's going to be insane lines, and people are going to lose their minds over these. But that being said, I can't wait to see it. Let me know what you think of these. Do you think they're too plain to warrant all the excitement? Do you think it's worth making this whole Yeezy model a new model just because they put 700 and got rid of some of the other paneling on it? They have this really cool rubber heel cup here as well, which didn't exist on the previous 700 models, which I do like. It feels more of like something you put on a basketball shoe, putting this rubber heel cup back there. I know it's hard to see because everything is black, but I'll hit you with some more detailed shots of these. Those are my opinions on them. I want to ask a few more people's opinions on them, but first let's just get up close and personal with these so you guys can really see how they look.
Straight from Flight Club. My unadulterated opinion. Oh, wow. Sheesh.
Right.
Look at these.
What you guys think?
This is dope. Nah, damn.
Do you like these better than the regular ones or not?
No, I think these are better. These are better. These are the better ones.
Have you seen the orange ones and the green ones that are coming out?
No, I
not yet, not yet.
It's like, so the bottom's still black, but the upper is all like orange.
Thank you.